This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. The number of people killed and seriously injured on our roads has fallen in the last few years, but safety experts say the figures are still far too high. As a result, the council has launched a new strategy to help tackle the issue. Here's public health consultant Rachel Richards to tell us more.
What we've done by refreshing the strategy is to adopt an approach that's national and international called the Safe Systems Approach, because there's more that we can do to reduce the road-related deaths and serious injuries. And many countries such as Sweden, the Netherlands and Australia have embraced this approach to road safety to help reduce road trauma on their roads. So that's why we've refreshed it. What it means for us is at the heart of this approach is the belief that nobody should be killed or seriously injured as a result of using the road, and that human life and health should be absolutely paramount, and that should be the first and foremost consideration for all of us working together to improve the road network and its safety.
So tell me more about what this new strategy actually involves and the type of things you're going to do to try and reduce or eradicate road deaths.
Well, on the basis that we've got a very large area in North Yorkshire, we've also got 6,000 miles of road across North Yorkshire. We spend a good proportion of our day travelling, so we estimate it's over 3 million miles driven each day on our roads. So we accept the need that people have to get in their cars to reduce social isolation. People need to be connected. But the pillars that we're working to are really around education and awareness, engaging communities, engineering changes to improve safety, and then there's an enforcement aspect as well. In terms of this desire to build a safe road system that can then accommodate the fact we are humans, we inevitably make mistakes, it means we are aiming for safer roads, safer vehicles, safer speeds and safer people. And in particular for us in the public health team and the work we do in partnership across the public health system, it's very much about education, awareness and engaging people in some of those key messages. So some very specific things that we have been doing and we want to continue to do is to get messages out there for particularly vulnerable or target-specific age groups. We do particular work with children and young people. There's a program called the Enhanced Pass Plus that's available for those newly qualified drivers to encourage them to gain skills and confidence on the roads and stay within the law when they're using the roads, and to show tolerance and understanding for other road users. There's another program we have called the Older Drivers Program, whereby anybody can be referred into the scheme and have an accompanied drive with a trained instructor to get feedback on their driving skills so that they can become more aware of potential mistakes that they could improve on. They could actually then become more competent on the roads. So there's a number of things. Those are two examples. Other public health-funded work in terms of engaging with others has been driver awareness campaigns, including things like DrinkWise, motorcycling safety campaigns, and cycling awareness campaigns.
And why look at those groups then? Is that because they're sort of seen as the most at risk?
We do have particular groups in our figures, definitely. That targeted, and nationally the government wants to target activity around children, so certainly reducing the deaths and those seriously injured in children and young people. But we also have a growing older demographic in North Yorkshire, and we're very aware that older drivers, certainly as physical abilities may change as people get older, eyesight may change, there may be other health conditions that individuals have. Their awareness of their own driving skills or changes in their own driving habits may not be so obvious to them, but it may be obvious to other family members, it may be obvious to GPs, it may be obvious to colleagues. So encouraging people to adopt an approach where we accept that we are vulnerable and that we need to learn and to make ourselves safer on the roads is also part of the approach.
And this Safe Systems approach then that you've adopted, you said it's sort of an internationally recognised system. Yeah. Has it seen positive results in other parts of the world then, in other countries?
Yes, and I think we need to keep in mind some of the work that's going on elsewhere, and we're very plugged into that because nationally the UK is adopting it. And we, in the national context, the good news is Britain's roads are very safe by international comparisons, and we remain second only to Sweden in terms of global road safety, with 2014 being the third lowest number of road deaths since records began. And we want to keep that number going down. So across our area, year on year, the numbers have been falling, and they've fallen significantly. There were over 900 people killed and seriously injured on our roads in 2000, and in 2015 this number had reduced to just over 500. However, 500 people is still too many, and we mustn't get complacent, and that's why we've refreshed this strategy so that we can ensure we continue to keep that reduction on our roads a priority.